Welcome to The Stepmom Side with Alicia Crasco, the podcast for stepmoms ready to create the life they want and one they actually have a say in. Here we talk all things stepmom life and just a little bit more. Leave the superficial conversations at the door and get ready for perspective shifts and actionable advice to help you on your way to creating the life you want, one step at a time. Hey, welcome back to this week's episode of the Stepmom Side podcast. As you could see by the title, this podcast episode is going to be about Mother's Day as a stepmom, right? Like, it's such a loaded thing. And sometimes without it being Mother's Day, like just in day-to-day life as a stepmom, it feels like a competition with the other host. It feels like you need to prove yourself. It feels like you need to show up and like do all of the things and then like not get any of the recognition or not get any of the appreciation that the mom gets. And so then add in Mother's Day. And I do have a blog post about this too. I'll link it in the show notes. But I don't know if you know this, but there is a Mother's Day or a stepmother's day, which is the Sunday after Mother's Day. When I learned about that, I was pretty early on in my stepmom journey, and I was like, awesome, because we just can't celebrate all of the moms, regardless of whether they're a stepmom, a foster mom, an adoptive mom, and a biological mom. Like, you can't just celebrate all of the moms on Mother's Day. Like, there's not a stepfather's day. It's just Father's Day, right? Or as far as I know, at the time of this recording, there's not a stepfather's day. But there's not that weird like dynamic of like dad versus stepdad kind of thing. It just is, right? There's only like this turf war with moms and stepmoms, which is just like the weirdest thing, I think. And I think that it's actually more societal than it is like within your own family. But as a new stepmom, if that's where you are, if you feel like you're caught up in like competing with the other house or feeling like you have to do better than the other house or feeling like you need to prove yourself if you're showing up without kids, don't. Because the people that you're trying to prove yourself to, they're more chances than not never likely going to approve of you. So let me just help you and save you some heartache. Try really hard not to get caught up in that. And it's really easy to say now that I don't do it anymore or now that I've done the work to like get through it. But in my early years, I absolutely fell into this trap. So if you're like, hey, you know what, Alicia, I know that I need help working through this, reach out to me, send me a DM, send me an email, and like talk to me about what you're going through. But here's how stepmoms set themselves up for failure on Mother's Day, because we don't say anything. And I know you're like, well, the last thing I want to do is tell my partner or tell the kids, like, this is what you should do. And it's not my place to tell the kids, like, I think that you should do this for me. I think you should do that for me. Like, they should just do it. Well, kind of like with anything in life, no one's a mind reader. And you're not going to get what you don't ask for, right? And this is true with Mother's Day. I'm going to give you an example. Like, for Christmas, for years, I would send my husband an email with hyperlinks, and if there was a promo code or a discount code to like get whatever it was I wanted, I would send that, because I don't fake it very well. And it sounds crazy, but like, I don't want to pretend like, oh my gosh, I love this gift, when I actually don't. Like, I'd much rather have what I want. And I would send a list of like a million things. And so, maybe not a million, but like 10 different things, not expecting to get all of them. So it was kind of semi a surprise. But the first few years as a stepmom, Mother's Day was really hard for me. It was really weird. I didn't know how to navigate it. Like, our situation wasn't that great. Like, should the kids be doing something for me? Should they not be doing something for me? And then at that time, they were still in school. And like in elementary school, middle school. And so they're not doing anything for me as a stepmom, because at that point, it may have changed at this time. It's 2024 now. But at that time, you would only get one gift to make for the mom in your family. And it could be a stepmom, it could be a foster mom, it could be adoptive, it could be biological, whatever it is. But you only got one person to make a gift for. Well, that one person was never me, until one year that it was. My stepson made this little like clay thing, and then he had like fired it and, you know, painted it and all of the things. It looked kind of like a little bowl, which I was like, thanks. You know, I was grateful that he had like thought of something. And then another year he'd made like a little book about me. It was like 5 pages long, which was really sweet. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is really great, because he's younger than my stepdaughter, so he was still like in school where they made things for parents. And I don't know that year, like if, or those years, if he had to choose like to make things for me or his mom, but I was just like, oh, this is great, he made me something, but also this is weird, like thank you. I don't know what to do. And it's like this weird conundrum. So like, let me know if this is your situation too. Like, I wanted to be acknowledged. I wanted to be appreciated. I wanted to feel like I belonged. But then when somebody would do something that would make me feel like that, I was really awkward. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to react. So then I would be like, thanks, or this is weird. And it would come off like that. Like I said, I don't fake it very well. I don't hide things very well. So I would be like, oh, this is really awkward. Like, what do I say or do now? Because I don't know what to say or do. Like, I want to say thank you, but the other part of me is like, it's about damn time. Like, ah, oh, I do all these things and da-da-da. And then I'm like, okay, so you got to get a hold of yourself. You're getting what you want. You can sit here and you can be a jerk and you can be pissed off and you can be like, it's about time and in everyone's face, or you can just relax and be like, hey, okay, it's taken a while, but I have finally gotten what I wanted, which was to feel included, which was to feel appreciated, and then now you're going to be a jerk about it? Like, you can't have it both ways. You don't get your cake and eat it too thing. Like, you need to make, like, let's make a decision. Like, we're just going to be appreciative. Again, this comes with time, it comes with practice, and it comes with just giving yourself the grace to, like, be awkward and be weird and not really know where you stand or not really know what to do. So if that's where you are, just give yourself a little bit of space and grace. So let's go back to how stepmoms set themselves up for failure, because they don't say anything, right? And so if you have these big grandiose plans of like what you think Mother's Day should look like, tell your partner, talk to them about it, right? I'm going to go ahead and say this. I am going to tell you that I think if you're expecting the kids to appreciate you, especially if they're like younger, and make things for you or shout from the rooftops that they love you and like they want you in their life and all of these things, pump your brakes, because they're not thinking like that. And this is not a dig at you, because it was the same thing for me. When it came to thinking about Mother's Day and making things for mom, they're not thinking about me. They were thinking about their own mom, who has that title, mom. She's mom for a reason, right? I get to be stepmom. I'm the only one that gets to be their stepmom. She's the only one that gets to be their mom. Completely different roles. And I say that because I don't want you to set yourself up and think like, okay, this year I want the kids to get me this, or I want them to do this. You can communicate what you would like to your partner, and they can or cannot facilitate it depending on what they're going to do. But just know that communicating what you want, what your expectations are, is going to set you up for success. I've got another podcast episode about this. I'll link that one in the show notes too, about like managing your expectations, because sometimes our reality is this, like this is what's going to happen. We're probably not going to get a Mother's Day gift, but our expectation is way up here. Like, we're definitely going to get something. And so there's a massive gap in what our expectation is and what our reality is. And so you need to pump the brakes, back up. Okay, the reality is I'm probably not going to get anything. So let's set our expectations up for, okay, I'm probably not going to get anything for Mother's Day. That sucks. Mother's Day from the kids. That sucks. But it's probably the reality of the situation, unless your partner facilitates it. So then if there is something, then all of a sudden your reality is higher than or better than your expectation. And so you can be like, okay, this is gravy on top, right? Like, we're good. But communicating with your partner is definitely the way to go. And like I said earlier, like, I know that you're like, the last thing I want to do is tell them what I want. Like, I want them to just do something. Okay, well, support looks different for everyone. Acknowledgement looks different for everyone. Appreciation looks different for everyone. And I say that because what support looks like to me is different than you. What appreciation looks like to me is different than you. What acknowledgement looks like to me is different to you. Maybe to you, you want this bigger thing where just a simple thank you or a simple like, hey, thanks for being in my life might be sufficient for someone else. Everyone's needs, wants, and desires are different. Please communicate that. And this podcast is coming out at least a month before Mother's Day. I don't know when you're listening to it, but it's coming out at least a month before Mother's Day. So you've got time to have a conversation with your partner to be like, hey, Mother's Day is coming. Can we have a conversation about this and what it looks like? And find out, like, and if you don't know the schedule already, I'm assuming, let's just assume that the kids are going to be with their mom. Maybe that's good, maybe that's bad for you. I'm not really sure. But if the kids aren't going to be with you, okay, here's what I would like. I would like for them to not be with me, or I would like for them to be with me, or us. I would like breakfast in bed. I'd like to go for brunch. I'd like to get a massage. I'd like to go get a manicure, go get a pedicure, go like just you and I spend time together. Or I would like to be loved on extra by you, or, you know, have the kids celebrate me in this way. But I'm going to talk to you really quickly about celebrating, and maybe not necessarily celebrating on the day. I was talking to a stepmom that I was coaching recently about getting caught up on specific days of like holidays, like birthdays or Christmas or Easter, or since Easter is coming up too, just different holidays and getting caught up, or like your anniversary, getting caught up on like celebrating on that specific day. I used to be like so black and white, like on my birthday, we need to celebrate on my birthday, not the day before, not the day after, and definitely not weeks after or weeks before. Or weeks before would actually be okay, as long as we're also going to hit it like on my birthday, but like definitely not like weeks after. Like it has to be on the day. And here's what I want to speak to, like in that sentiment. If you're celebrating said holiday, anniversary, birthday, whatever that case may be, and it's not on the day, it's okay. It's just a day. And I'm saying this, and I'm like really big on birthdays. Like birthdays are a really big deal for me. My birthday's a big deal for me. My husband's, my daughter's, my stepkids, your birthday. Like if we were to hang out in real life, like if it's your birthday, girlfriend, like we are gonna do something. Like we're gonna do it up. Birthdays are big for me. But now I'm like, you know what? If it's not celebrated on my birthday, that's okay. We can go somewhere the week before. We can do something the week after, whatever. It depends on like what it looks like, right? So for Mother's Day, let's say that you have the kids until Saturday. And then Saturday night, they go back to their mom's because they're going to do Mother's Day with her, whatever the case may be. So maybe you celebrate Mother's Day on that Saturday. That's okay that you don't have them on Mother's Day. So, but it, I know you might be like, I don't want them on Mother's Day. I want it to just be quiet. I want my house to be immaculate. I want it to be whatever it is. I love that for you. And like, same. But also that applies to other holidays, anniversaries, birthdays, things of the sort. So please don't get caught up hung up on a specific holiday. It's crazy to say, but it's literally just a day. We can pretend that it's any holiday. And if you, depending on your relationship with your stepkids, you could just have a conversation with them too. Like, hey, Mother's Day's coming up. What are you guys going to get for your mom? And kind of like lead turn the conversation that way. Like, hey, what are you guys going to get for your mom? And if you've got a good relationship with the other house, kudos to you. Like, that's amazing. And, you know, hopefully it's like reciprocal and they're going to do something for you too. But I would just keep it in your household, right? Because that's all that you can control. Talk to your partner. Hey, here's what I want. I'm asking what they do, or, you know, if I can help them get something for the other house. And speaking of, if the other house is remarried, or if their mom is remarried, that person can take on doing Mother's Day for them. If your partner is like, you know what, we do Mother's Day in the sense that, like, we, meaning we and me and the kids, not we, like me, my ex-wife, and the kids do Mother's Day, like I go and get her things, me and the kids go and get her things. Okay, that's fine. Please believe me when I tell you this is like something that you're gonna have to let go. In due time, that will probably go away. To be 100% honest with you, you can voice your concern like, oh, it makes me feel weird, especially if they're not doing anything for you. You know, can you make it a little more equal? But as the kids get older, if you've got young stepkids, as the kids get older, they're not going to be so dead set on like making a craft or doing something like that. Please don't get your panties in a bunch about this. Easier said than done, right? Because they've already navigated it and I definitely did it. But come and talk to me if that's something that you really struggle with, because it is really, really hard to navigate. But more than anything, my friend, please communicate what it is that you want, what it is that you need to feel appreciated, acknowledged, whatever it is. Please communicate what your wants, needs, and desires are. If not, they're never going to happen. Like I said, I will link the other podcast episode about managing expectations in the show notes, and I will link the podcast about Mother's Day in the show notes too. But happy Mother's Day. Happy Stepmother's Day if you decide that you're going to celebrate that too. Again, it's the weekend, the Sunday after Mother's Day. But I will chat with you next week. Thanks for taking time to listen to this week's episode. If anything was helpful or resonated with you, please share it on social media and tag me. I'm just at Alicia Krosko. And if you could leave a 5-star rating and review while you're at it, that would also be really helpful. And if you find yourself struggling with your stepmom journey and you want a little bit more support without the hefty price tag of coaching, you might want to check out the Stepmom Side community, which is my own private community for stepmoms, where you get to connect with other stepmoms around the world and myself, where I hold weekly office hours and monthly group coaching. It's kind of like you have your own personal coach in your own back pocket, again, without that hefty price tag. See you next week.